Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. She told me don't worry.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Taking you up until 2 o'clock. Streaming live on YouTube. You guys can watch the show, Miami 560 WQAM. That's the channel. I can't get enough of watching this JT Real Muto video.
That umpire was so sensitive.
It was so confusing, though. Like,
why was he like that?
I feel like you got to read the situation. Look at the catcher who's just confused as to what the hell's going on, and realize he made a mistake, buddy.
Even if it did happen, like, you don't think in that moment, you don't realize, oh, I made such a mistake.
Yeah.
Or you just like, an umpire always has to
my
be pot
favorite
committed.
My favorite is when they show the film. And they show the umpire just standing there stuck on stupid. He know what he did.
He's like, well, I got to dig in now.
Ooh, he said, he's going to throw me the ball right here. I said, dude, I thought you were throwing the ball. He says, I'm not buying it, pal. You're not that guy.
I'm not buying it, dude. Nice try.
I mean, he wasn't looking.
No. That's such a strange thing. And like, you want to think about like, you know, I always feel like with the catcher, there's always like a code of honor amongst umpires and catchers because, like, what if one gets hit in the nuts, you know? And so, like, to be that sensitive, you think JT Realmuto is going to show you up in a game that doesn't matter? Really?
In a spring training game.
It's so strange.
Right, but it looks so. You have to be sensitive to say, I'm not buying it.
Not buying it, pal. Nice try.
Now, what happened?
I was born at night, not last night.
Something has to happen to that guy, right?
I would hope so, yeah.
But they're not going to do it. See, here's the problem. When an official does something egregious and really ridiculous, you got to hold his feet to the fire also.
Right.
And if you expect to ever do it to the players.
Apparently they did. Remember the one who was complaining about him? Was it Dame? No, it wasn't Dame. It was Van Vliet. Apparently that guy did get demoted to a lot of like lower tier games.
Oh, like, whoa, then
Skyforce?
Whenever he was freaking fine, they should take that back then.
What? You're right, they should.
I mean, or he got delegated to Skyforce?
Or people gotta start doing this like Eric Spoelstra, and you gotta start bullying people.
Don't find me in
NBA. You're not even gonna think about
it. Don't even think about it.
Which they didn't.
They did not. They didn't think about it.
You want to know why? Because why would you even think about it if Eric Spoelstra tells you not to?
That's true. I haven't thought about it since.
What? Problem? Let's get some headlines, huh? Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. Hey, PF Chang's. For future reference, might want to not tie your bag together with super glue. It stuck to my arm, and I think I ripped off skin. Bag stuck to me. And two,
how many you shave?
This guy's a little fragile.
Feel free to throw in a couple of napkins.
Hmm.
You didn't forget the fortune cookies. Throw in some napkins.
Can't forget that.
Can we speak about fortune cookies for 1 second?
We
ordered Chinese food this weekend, and guess what my fortune cookie came as?
You're not going to be at work on Tuesday?
Something about
a
bird.
I think it said,
I know what you did.
No, it was a bag full of air. Okay.
Really? No fortune.
There was no cookie in there.
There was no cookie.
Just no cookie.
She clearly didn't want me to have a fortune.
Wow. So no fortune and no cookie. So you just got a blank plastic.
I just got a bag that was sealed up and had air in it.
Interesting.
All right. Well, it's been nice knowing you, dude.
Yeah, I think that doesn't sound great.
It's not a good sign.
It's a metaphor.
And I took her fortune when she took my life.
Poor Washington.
Oh, man. Still miss him.
Yeah.
Jay Figs, a murderer.
You never met him, okay?
Listen, we met the story.
My boy.
It doesn't add up with what you're saying. I was house sitting and all of a sudden he's dead. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How is that my fault?
Well, I mean.
How is Bobrovsky's run my fault? I don't know. But if circumstances show up,
that's different.
If circumstances show up and Jay Figs, all of a sudden, one of the longest living creatures on Earth, birds, they live to 100 years old. You watch them one weekend and all of a sudden, Washington, curtains. What are we supposed to think, Jay Figs? And then there's the photo of you at prom.
Yeah.
With the bird in your arms at Jungle Island.
That was senior breakfast.
How big is that bird?
Well, listen. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Boring story time.
That's what I'm sure is okay?
That was a gigantic bird.
Why do you think she keeps Scooby on mute all the time? He knows all her secrets.
She did it.
I don't even want to wear this. I told you to give me my sweater.
Really?
Give me my sweater. Oh, I'm going to sing like a canary. Oh, I'm sorry, not a canary. We don't say that around here.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing like Scooby. Scooby-dooby-doo, where are you? Hopefully not with Washington.
I need a wellness check. Is he okay? Scooby okay?
He's fine.
All right, I'm trying to make sure.
Wellness check.
Text writes in. You guys can text us at 305-567-0560. Text on the ticket driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Guy says, Tobin, it's not that they hate Tua. It's knowing we could have had Justin Herbert. Well, you want to know something, dude? Even if that is the case, get over it already. Enough with Justin Herbert.
How many years has it been?
It's over. You know what? Guess what? Hey, guess what, dude? I want you all to say this right now. None of you wanted Justin Herbert on draft night. I was there draft night.
Yep.
You were all so damn happy you got Tua. So shut up about Justin Herbert, all right? Even if he goes on to win four Super Bowls, we could not. You didn't want him, dude. You didn't want him. I was watching last night. I was watching Elway to Marino. You want to know something? Oh, we could have had you know something? You didn't want him. That's why he dropped the way he dropped. Oh, we could have had Justin Herbert. Well, guess what, dude? He wasn't there. It's over with. You took Tua. Stick with your guy. Soft. We could have had Justin Herbert. Tired of this nonsense. The guys out there
they're just doing what you do.
You want the guy who has the biggest collapse this side of the Mississippi in the playoffs. Couldn't even hold a lead to Trevor Lawrence, who's no good.
So let me ask you this. Who you think has the better year next year?
Tua.
I mean, I agree, but you know, you can be good at something and better at something than somebody else and just do it differently. Like the biggest, strongest arm, it doesn't make the best quarterback. Just look at some of the elite quarterbacks that ever played this game. They weren't all known as guys who had cannons for arms.
Joe Burrow doesn't have a cannon. Guy's awesome. Now listen, we all know who the king is. It's Mahomes. But like, you know, I just to sit here and be like, you had a top six offense last year, Leroy. Top six offense.
Never happened down
here. Hasn't happened in 20 and bleeping years.
And great to still complain.
20 years. We haven't had an offense this exciting. Oh, I don't know. Oh, maybe we should go get a 40-year-old or a 45-year-old. Hey, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? These people, these cretins.
Do you ever think...
And you want to just do something. Look, I know the guy's got some questions. I got it. I'm not sitting here saying go give him a Deshaun Watson 10-year deal. No, he's definitely got to show that he can play through a whole season. There's definitely some stuff. He's not the perfect player. But to sit here and, boy, we could have had this guy. 4 years ago, dude. 4 years ago. You guys went to the same place last year. The same destination. That's where you ended up. In fact, you were closer because they pooped the bed all over themselves. Justin Herbert. Needed a tie. Couldn't even get into the playoffs. Idiot. You want to hear about Belichick put Patriots fans in a box?
Yes.
This was Bill Belichick yesterday at the owners' meetings.
This is so Bill Belichick, too.
What would you say to them to give them a reason to be optimistic for what's ahead?
The last 25 years.
At that point, look. At that point, he just goes, well, and walk out.
That's a pretty strong flex there, by the way.
Ingrates. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
What about the last 3 years?
But that's what I say down here. Like, you got something brewing here. They're trying to put something together.
Mm-hmm.
You should have no complaints. Like, and you could say, oh, we haven't done this in X amount of years and we haven't done that. That's not anybody on this team's fault. So you see something positive. You embrace it, and you live. Instead of complaining every step of the way.
Weird year last year, obviously, but they did what they were supposed to do. They got to the playoffs. That was their expectation. They got to the playoffs. Now, like Mike McDaniel said, I agree with him. I don't think just making the playoffs is enough. I think if you get just to the playoffs, if that's the ceiling with all that Stephen Ross has invested in this team, I think that, yeah, you should expect to win your first playoff game in 2 decades. I would like that to be the standard.
Yeah, okay.
I would like that to be the litmus test.
You know what sucks about having a good division? You play each other a lot in that second round and that first round. So you might have to beat a team 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, but you want to know something? The Eagles had a tough division last year. They were 13-4 or 14-3.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, good. It's like you said, tough division, good. Maybe it'll make them tougher. You know, it's one of those things.
Who won the Super Bowl last year?
Chiefs.
Okay.
But the Eagles were right there. They were. Chiefs had a tough division too, didn't they?
No.
It was supposed to be the toughest division.
On paper.
On paper, they did. It wasn't
on
really
paper
tough.
They did.
That's
really
fair.
Tough.
And on
really
paper, tough. It was tough.
Yep.
He is right. On paper.
On paper. Paper.
Right here. You want to see the Dolphins roster? I didn't even add like some of the bench guys like Von Ginkle.
Oh.
Von Ginks is back.
Kohu?
Oh, dude, Cater. Why are you doing that?
What are you doing?
I'm knocking away my illegal pad.
How dare you?
There's legalities here.
Did you say illegal pad?
Did you say illegal?
Why? Because it's not yellow?
Do you know, did you hear what Mike McDaniel revealed about Vic Fangio yesterday?
He likes tapioca?
No.
Not a revelation.
He said out of nowhere yesterday, he revealed, he goes, I don't know where this reputation came from that he's grumpy. And I was like, what a strange thing to reveal. I didn't know that people thought of him as a grump. I knew he was old. But I didn't know that Vic Fangio had a curmudgeon-y reputation.
Old coaches do. Because here's why. Because they hate the attitude of a new player.
Mm.
Like when you've been in this coach, when these guys have coached for 30, 40 years, you have to understand, when they started, it was like, yes, coach. No, now it's, you know, negotiating.
You're right. The old hate the optimism of youth.
Jesus Christ.
That's not optimism, though.
I mean, yeah, it's a fair point when he answered, do you guys think you have a Super Bowl-capable defense here?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, let me get to meet the players first.
Didn't even know he had Jalen Ramsey at that point.
Wow.
Ben Simmons has
been
shut down for the rest of the season.
What's wrong with him?
He's sad.
He's like, what are they shutting him down for? Lack of guts?
Yeah, he said that the AC in the arena was a little too cold.
He has, well, how many more years does he have on that contract? Does he have
Who
three more
cares?
Years?
Zero. He will never play another game in the NBA. Heard it here first.
Let me see. Now, listen, Steve Nash was the one who told you. He's like, listen, I'm going to get to the end of that contract.
Yeah.
You're not telling me I'm going to be done playing. Let's see. Ben Simmons. You're dead to me.
What a disappointment, dude.
Ben Simmons has 2 years, $77 million left on that contract.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot of money.
Dude, they paid that much money for a guy who's afraid to shoot.
It's crazy.
Honestly, if I was him, I would never play basketball again. Why would I?
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
That's like, true. You don't have that to say, true. If I were him.
That's true.
You're not, and he doesn't.
Can I beat him in a one-on-one? Still no?
No, he's still 6'11", dude.
No, he doesn't play.
6'10".
He may not play me.
Oh, Shmeathan's lashing out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ben Simmons is news, but not a $6 billion sale. Go bleep yourself.
Washington Redskins? Washington Commanders sold for?
Nah.
Six. They haven't sold, but apparently a team that has Magic Johnson in the bid group, two rich guys I've never heard of, they apparently entered a price of $6 billion.
How much do you think Magic's putting down?
I think he's putting down on Magic Johnson.
Yeah, his name.
$6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, too much for them, personally.
For a team that you're going to have to spend another
$6 billion to fix them.
Yeah, with poop shell, with poop pipes.
Gosh. Poop pipes. You know, as soon as they get it, they're building a new stadium.
Please.
I would hope so.
Gosh.
We'll take a quick break. 15 minutes of Heat Raptors tonight. We'll get to that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
15 minutes.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQAM. Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Toronto Raptors. 7:30 from Scotiabank Center. 6:15, Alejandro Solana will get you going with pre-heat. The Heat going to tonight, Leroy. Let's take a little looky at a little looky-loo at the standings right now, as the Heat have the same record as the Brooklyn Nets at 40-35. But of course, the Nets have the tiebreaker because the Heat decided to poop the bed on Saturday night.
Dumped a lot of loads this year.
Yep. A lot of turds, dude.
It used to be turd quarter. Now we have turd week, turd month.
Well, tonight they take on the Raptors, who are 37-38, won a couple in a row. Then they got the Knicks tomorrow. So a couple of road games, then they come back for Sad Luka on Saturday. That's what they got. That's what they're looking ahead to.
Yeah.
But one thing that looks like good news, it looks like Cody Zeller's coming back tonight, so that's cool.
Yes!
What? Listen, they don't have a backup center.
I never thought I'd be happier.
How fast was Spo Rats off a ship on Yurt? He gave Yurt like 3 seconds.
Dude, I'd never seen a big stand on the court and do nothing like Yurt. He just stands off on the side sometimes.
Hey, Yurt, that's a good 2 minutes, dude. Get the hell off my floor.
Yikes.
Oh, he said, hey, Yurt, you want to play?
But how is he so good in G League? Like, I understand it's a different level of competition, but your 27 points should translate to at least 7, you know?
I think part of it is, like, it happens with the Heat when guys come up or guys first get here, they have problems sometimes, you know, fitting in.
I think that it was just a tough position to put him in. I think that that backup big is a balls to the wall. They want you to play the hardest 4 minutes you can while Bam sits.
You're just chilling.
Yeah, like that's what they. It's the same thing that happened with Precious Achiuwa. Like they said, "Hey, let's go, dude. You gotta like go." And so like Cody Zeller, tangibles. I mean, he's out there. He was running. He was huffing and puffing. He was running, dude. So, you know, he's back. He's back. Backup center tonight. Cody Zeller looks like he's gonna return. If you see, you guys talk all last week, you see that Vic's out of the rotation too. He knows.
Yeah, I had that question. I'm like, it went from Vic playing instrumental minutes in the fourth quarter, locking people down to nothing.
Lowry took it over. Now it's Lowry closing out the games. He has looked better coming off the bench. He has. But I know you're a Vic guy.
I am.
I'm curious too. Like, what happens in the playoffs? Do they go? Are they going to go to a situation where if this does keep decent? All right, let's just say they get that sixth seed. All right. And so it's them and the Sixers, all right? Mm-hmm. Let's say that's what it ends up being. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, Cavaliers could still sneak in there and get the three, so there could be a flip-flop there. Mm-hmm. But let's just say that's the case. Do you think Spo is going to stick with this, with Lowry coming off the bench, or do you think that there's going to be a Goran Dragic, Kendrick Nunn-type switch once we get to the postseason and Kalo's going to go back to starting with Gabe coming off the bench?
I don't know. I would kind of not mess with anything that's working because – Lowry brings a little bit of stability to that second unit.
I think he does,
and
too.
You spread it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you put him in the first unit, you already got somebody doing that, and he maybe seems lost again.
Yeah, I mean, he physically does look a lot better. That's definitely
– you always say that. Like,
he does.
Question. Mm-hmm. Don't take health and assume it's, like, better. He could just be healthy. And it wasn't that he was struggling. It was that he was hurt.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I know, but
maybe he was hurt.
Right.
Maybe he was.
Right.
Hard to say. It is hard to say. But I think right now, but I would say after seeing him like this, he does look healthier. And they're limiting his minutes in a good spot. So, see this Joel Embiid, though. I got to say, whining and complaining from this Joel Embiid.
That's all he does.
Dude, man. You see, like, he's like, why is there so much pressure on me going. You want to know why I don't respect that team?
Why?
Leroy, you want to know why I don't respect that team?
Why?
Marcos.
Yes.
You want to know why I don't respect the Sixers?
Huh. Yeah, I do want to know, actually.
J-Fig. You want to know why I don't respect the Sixers?
I really want to know, actually.
Here's the thing that I don't respect about the Sixers. I don't respect a guy who just makes stuff up in Joel Embiid. Yeah. This guy sits here and goes, why is there all this pressure on me to win when there are MVPs that haven't won? In front of me. So, like, he's taking shots at Jokic. But here's the thing, dude. Like, to be honest, you really haven't faced the brunt of the criticism ever. Like, it's always been somebody
else. It's always been your side piece.
It's always been your side piece.
Ben Simmons.
And you want to know something?
The beard.
I never wanted to trade Jimmy Butler. Oh, James Harden's not Houston James Harden. Dude, you have somebody. Let me tell you something. You have thrown more people under the bus, all right, than a crazy pedestrian. Because this guy is out here, he's always got a scapegoat every single year. And that's why I don't respect him. That's why I'm like, you know what? Tremendous player. Very talented. But if you think that I'm ever going to think the Heat are going to lose a series to that dude, never. Never going to happen. He sits there. He falls all over the place. He boo-hoos and cries. And then as soon as it doesn't go his way, who can he blame? Who can he blame?
Can I say this?
Always
first,
looking for a scapegoat.
First, before you start talking to trash, let's get there. He's there. Joel Embiid's there.
What's he there? What's he done?
No.
What's he done?
No.
Who is he?
I said.
Who?
Joel Embiid is already in the playoffs.
Oh, whatever, dude.
What I'm saying is the Heat are not.
They'll be there. Don't worry. They'll be there. They'll be there waiting with monocles in hand. Because let me tell you something right now. Heat Sixers ain't going six. Gentlemen sweep. They own that team. He's probably jockeying for position right now. He's probably riding James Harden like Seabiscuit to try and jockey for position to avoid the Heat. Let me tell you something right now, dude. The Sixers don't want the Heat. They don't want the Heat. Marcos.
Yes.
You want to know something about the Sixers?
Sure.
They don't want the Heat. J-Fig. You want to know something about the Sixers?
Sure.
They don't want the Heat.
Wait, but...
Hey, can you get Dan Day for me?
Yeah, sure. I'll go get him.
Can you get Dan Day for me? I just want him to know. Yeah. Just a quick if I could just ask him a question. You put on the
headphones and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dan, thanks for popping in here. Can I just ask you something?
Yes.
You want to know something about the Sixers?
What about the Sixers?
They don't want the Heat, dude.
Oh!
They don't want the Heat. They don't want the Heat. Can somebody get me a Solana real quick? I just saw him walk by there.
Solana!
If somebody wouldn't mind just getting Solana real quick. Because I just have a quick question. I just want to make sure everybody knows where we stand on this.
So wait, where do we stand again when it comes to the 76ers?
They don't want the Heat.
Whoa.
They don't want the Heat. Joel Embiid, get out of here.
I'm not the guy that's going
to
put my...
No. I just want it to be known.
Solana looked like he gained a couple of pounds.
Solana, come in here.
Or maybe that's just those slim fit jeans.
Get over here. Solana, we can't wait to hear you on pre-Heat tonight. But as a Heat expert, a Heat broadcaster, I just have a question for you. You want to know something about the Sixers?
What's going on?
They don't want the Heat, dude.
Of course not.
They don't want the Heat.
Are you kidding?
They don't want the Heat,
dude. Did you see? Oh, big bad Joel Embiid ducking.
That's because that's all he does.
The real MVP. Tobin, you want to hear something?
Mm?
Game two, first round, Embiid out. Yep. Harden out. Tyrese Maxey has to win them a playoff series because those two bums will be injured and can't play a full playoff series.
Yep. They don't want the Heat, dude.
Let me guess. Leroy doesn't agree. Let me take a wild guess here. Leroy doesn't agree. Leroy thinks the Sixers aren't afraid of the Heat. Nobody's afraid of the Heat. Leroy, listen to Tobin for once. Dude, for once in your life, listen to Tobin.
The Celtics,
I
the Bucks,
cannot believe,
we can have a talk. But the,
I can't
the Sixers,
believe, I feel like I'm in the ring with a tag team. Like the Royal Rumble, and you guys are ganging
he
up.
He basically just told his bits to asking Tobin if he wanted to know something.
Yeah.
And Leroy, guess what? It's Heat in five season, baby. It's Heat in five season, baby.
Thank you, Solana. I wanted to get listen to Solana coming on up on Hockman and Crowder and pre-Heat tonight.
I love you, Tobin.
I love you too, buddy. New Porpoise Pod out now, by the way.
Leroy, you're all
right. By the way.
Oh, wait, there's a caller on right now. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Hey, keep in the caller. Hey, 560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Tabu.
Hey, Tabu, what's up, man?
You want to know somebody? Sixers?
Yeah. What about the Sixers?
They don't want the Heat.
They don't want the Heat. They don't want the Heat. Joel Embiid don't want the Heat. They don't want the Heat.
Wow, that was close. Listen,
they don't want the Heat, dude. They don't want the Heat.
Please.
Please, Leroy just ate. He has the itis. He's ready to go
now. No, it's not that. J-Fig, it's not that. The whole problem with this
is... You're just using an excuse to cover your face because you're sleeping.
No, that's not it. I'm closing my face and covering my face because we go through this all the time.
No.
We do.
Look.
Okay, what...
I think you need to calm yourself down because you will break your heart.
I just want you to know, okay? Just hear me out because I'm not being unreasonable, okay? I'm not. If it's the Celtics, they beat us last year, okay? Respect. Giannis, he's a champ. I respect. Even the Cavaliers, they don't have that stink on them. I don't think the Cavaliers fear the Heat. I think it'd be a good series. But let me tell you something about the Sixers. They don't want the Heat, dude. They do not want the Heat. Let me tell you something right now, dude. They don't want the Heat. That's all I know. This is the most inconsistent Heat season of all time. But the one thing I know, the Philadelphia 76ers don't respect them, will never pick them, and they don't want the Heat, dude. They don't want the Heat.
You're exhausting. I've been back one day. I need another vacation.
No, don't leave me.
You're not here. There's nothing to leave.
What about me?
What about when I was there and you weren't there, okay, Leroy?
Hey.
When was that?
Yeah.
Last week.
Oh, got you.
Yeah. Dade South says Tobin just bought a whole case of Acme gear just to be duped. Wild Heat Coyote.
Yep.
Look, if this is any other matchup, I'll agree with him, all right? I have my trepidations. Okay, But the Sixers, hold on, I got a caller. Hey, 560 WQAM, you're on the air. What's your name?
Yo, my name is Jeff. What's up, Tobin?
What up, Jeff?
Yo, I want to know. Can you tell me what's up with the Sixers?
Dude, you want to know about the Sixers?
Yeah, I want to know about the Sixers.
All right, hold on, dude. Jeff, the Sixers, they don't want the Heat, dude. They don't want the Heat! Oh, Joe, I don't like the pressure. Whoa, boo. Oh, get out of here. Dude, who's had their ass?
Boo.
Who's had their ass kissed more than Joel mother bleeping Embiid? Everybody loves him. Oh, he's so funny. Oh, let's get the right partner, the pairing for Joel. I'm number four on J.J. Redick's hardest to guard league above Nikola Jokic, which, by the way, is ridiculous. Yeah. You know how hard it is to guard Nikola Jokic with the passing that he can do? Joel Embiid, what do you have to guard? The flop?
It's true.
You've taken this personal.
Tobin.
Yeah.
Can you tell me something about the Sixers?
They don't want the Heat. They don't want the Heat!
These aren't thoughts that should be accommodated with music.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
See, this is why the letdown is so much more brutal. Because you put your foot out there. Y'all put your butts out there.
I'm not putting my butt out there.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not, dude. I'm not. I'm just telling you right now, it could be... If we had a 7-game with the Raptors, I wouldn't do this. All right? If it was a 7-game with the Hawks, I wouldn't do that. Even like ridiculous Hawks, Trae Young. If it was the Knicks, even, I hate the Knicks. But even I'd be like, you know what? That's gonna be a tough series. You know, could be a fun back and forth. But the Sixers, they don't want the Heat, dude. They do not want the Heat. Back after this. Hey, music fans, Three Doors Down is coming to Meisner Park in Boca in September.
Give us a little bit.
We got your chance to win tickets to see Three Doors Down. All you have to do is go to the contest page at WQM.com and enter, and you can go see Three Doors Down. It's a Live Nation show. Those tickets courtesy of Live Nation for great concerts and more great concerts. Go to LiveNation.com. We'll be at opening day coming up on Thursday. Very excited. Very excited to be there for opening day. You excited, Leroy?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Always like a good opening day. Everybody.
Who doesn't love a good opening day?
Yeah. Opening day.
Optimism.
Spring.
Spring is here. Verge of summer.
You think open or closed?
The roof?
Got to close it. Opening day, you got to close it.
I would say opening day. Don't you want to? That's probably going to be hot as hell. It's going to be hot as hell.
Opening day.
4 p.m. though, you know.
Wait.
Sunshine.
You know what we call that? We call that the old David Samson.
Hey, why don't we get a, you got a,
a game day here. I look.
Yeah, you got a game day. Give us some game day weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Yeah. YourAccessAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
All right, looking at the little, okay, it's Thursday.
Yep.
Mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, northeast wind, 10 to 15 miles an hour.
Doable, but I would say I would go with your...
Northeast means that it will be blowing out of left field.
I just want Sandy Alcantara to go shut down the Mets, and I want a Jimmy Jack from Jazz Chisholm.
I want to see you yell at freaking Mets fans.
I can't wait. I'm excited. I can't believe they asked me to do this.
I mean, hold on.
Either, actually.
Are you sure you understand what they want you to do?
That's true, actually.
Because it sounds like they're freeing Tobin, and that's not what people want.
I think that is what people want. I think that their number one task is, who can we get to fight the Mets fan? Who can combat obnoxious New Yorker?
Obnoxious Floridian.
Exactly, dude.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
I'm going to start chanting. Cameron Maben, shut down Shay. Cameron Maben, shut down Shay.
He's still playing baseball?
No.
Oh,
he's a broadcaster.
I was getting ready to say. Wasn't he like a top pick that
I don't know.
He played a lot, but never. Oh, that's the camera, Maben.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Looks like you've had that one for a while. Starting to get
It was a little tight.
Almost time to give it to Tommy.
I did it in honor of Miguel Cabrera.
I like it, though.
He just kept growing.
Yeah, he did. You both did.
I miss him so much. I wish we could have him for his last year.
No, you don't.
Yeah, dude.
No, you
That's
don't.
Goosies. Albert Pujols was good as last year with the Cardinals.
They also had some horses around him.
Yeah, but
you don't bring a guy in and say those things if you don't have a bona fide team around that could absorb it, right? You're in a different place. You ain't where the Cardinals are. Stop. No.
I hope there's like some alum around. I want to be walking around and like Cody Ross is there. Cody!
That's who you want to see?
Jorge Cantu.
Keep going. Let's see if we can get one to pique my interest.
Derek Lee.
Yeah. Oh. Cliff Floyd.
Oh.
Luis Castillo. You think he's going to be there?
Love Luis Castillo.
So I could go Cliff. I could go Luis Castillo. I could go.
JP's got to be there.
Oh, of course.
He's already there.
He's just hanging.
Yeah.
Honestly, he should be the bench coach.
I like it.
Who else could we have?
Pudge. Too famous.
Statue?
Yeah, it's going to freak
He might. I mean, he lives down here.
Didn't he have a statue of himself?
I literally haven't seen him since.
I want to know. That's the only thing I want to ask.
Wouldn't that be something if he was like Sandman's 160 pounds?
He's like the rare Marlin we haven't had on our show. I'm dying to get Sandman on the show, and I simply just want to ask him, does he still have the Pudge Rodriguez statue because he bought his mansion?
We got to play him the song, too.
Oh, that is a great song.
Yeah.
You got that around there somewhere?
I do, but what's tomorrow? Is it tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Do I have a plan for tomorrow? I believe it's Thursday, the day of opening day.
Mm-hmm.
I got some new Marlins music.
Wow!
Dude. I got some Marlins music,
wow.
Dude.
Listen, you're like an artist.
Yeah.
You're an artist, dude.
So let's not do the Scott Snap thing anymore. Please. That's terrible.
Marlins, baby!
No.
Doing my best.
Dan South says Tobin is Fudge Rodriguez.
He could have went with Pudge.
just Pudge.
He also says that Tobin should just interview the Mets if he wants them to finish behind the Marlins. All right, dude. You want to know something?
Wow.
I'm not a jinx.
Yeah!
I'm not a jinx.
Wow.
I don't like that part of the show today. I don't appreciate that.
This
Hopefully
is no lie.
You didn't jinx us.
This is no lie.
Hmm?
You're a jinx.
Oh, dude, I'm not a jinx.
You are.
I'm not.
You're the mush.
I'm not the mush.
You are.
I didn't ruin the Panthers season.
I don't know, man.
So, when did the turn occur?
Statistically, 8 games ago, he has not been the same, which was...
Ever since you talked to him.
Since the back-to-back at home, which they did split.
Ever since you talked
to him. But they have been on a losing streak.
Ever since you talked
not
to him.
Not ever since I talked to him. It has taken a really bad turn the last few games, which is after I talked to him.
Right.
But it didn't get real bad after I talked to him. So maybe, you know, David Dwork jinxed him. I don't know.
You can't leave well enough alone.
Are you just, you throw David Dwork?
He talked to him last before I did.
Jeez.
Or after I did.
He's been talking to him all year, though.
That's not fair.
Mm. You don't get to just pin the Panthers' problems on me.
This girl, this Clark from Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, she lit it up.
She had a 40-point triple-double.
Nearly outscored the Canes.
Yeah.
That's also very scary.
40-point triple-double?
Yep.
Ballin'. Yeesh.
More points in the Heat second half.
Steph Curry with a better ponytail.
Huh. What? What?
Better than Klay Thompson?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't want to get you on my side.
This guy's having a real good season.
I don't know.
Jeez.
It's almost like he's one of the all-time greats.
I don't know.
Luck. Maybe Duncan Robinson can turn around like that. Please.
Got him right where we want him, baby.
Right where we want him, dude. We got the Raptors tonight. Okay?
Yep.
We're going to be out here like Jurassic Park.
Yep.
No worries, dude.
Well.
There was worries in Jurassic Park, dude.
Oh, they got away. Goldblum got away.
There were worries.
There was significant worries.
What happened in the last one? I didn't see it.
I don't know.
A lot of people just got snatched up.
Oh, yeah. No.
Maybe more people should have been worried. We could have been
Exactly. No worries in Jurassic Park. Have you seen the last Jurassic Park?
I haven't.
It didn't go so well for anybody except the two stars and those bad kids.
That guy, that Chris Pratt, he always gets away, huh?
Yeah, but you know what? He used to be fat.
Yep, he did.
Yeah. Then he did the thing with, and then, I don't know what it is. Can somebody please explain to me?
Sure.
Why Zoe Saldana got to be a different color? She's a beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every movie I see her in, every blockbuster, she's either blue or green.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. She's making money, though.
That's all right.
A lot of good money.
All right, I guess. But
green and blue hundreds.
Or she's 8 foot tall.
Yeah.
Like in Avatar.
She's actually 8 foot tall.
Like. I didn't think Avatar, I didn't realize they were that tall till the end.
Avatar's on Amazon Prime already.
That means it must
no
have been.
No spoilers. Have you been keeping up with Baby Yoda? Have you started watching it?
I haven't started watching it yet.
Me neither.
Yeah.
That one's week by week, right?
Yeah. I hate when they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been into Real Wives of Salt Lake lately.
Okay. What is going on here?
You know, not to be confused with Real Housewives of Salt Lake, Indiana. Could you imagine what?
What is this show?
Hey, Bubba, you done with that shine yet? Shut up, woman!
My fiance's on Jersey Shore now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, really? 30 years later?
Yeah, she was in Nicaragua when it came out. She's like, these people.
They're kind of crazy.
They have a good time.
The one is, what's her name?
Snooki.
Is 5'1".
I was going to say 5 foot.
And round. Well, she's not round anymore because... And they made so much money from the show, and then she got married, and, you know, yeah.
Improved her life.
Improved her life. That's
good for
right.
Her. Good for Snooki.
Just remember, guys, you're not ugly, you're just broke.
Oh, man. What a
Who's
day.
The, oh, that's, what's his name?
Jeff Passan?
Yeah.
Enough TV why for he, you, Leroy.
Why does he look 12?
I don't know. Because he's one of those voters on
don't
the
they
list
look,
that
don't they look
Miami.
Like they could be brother and sister?
Who?
The Clark girl in passing.
Clark's got a lot of time on TV, huh?
Yeah, she's been on there for a minute.
I like that.
Well, yeah. She did win Player of the Year. And what? She did just have a 40-point. Look,
yeah,
they could be
South
related,
Carolina.
Right?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what you're doing there.
They got the same shape chin, right?
What? Do they?
What's yeah. going on here?
Interesting.
I'm saying they look very similar. They
do
be
you
related.
Also think all jiu-jitsu coaches know each other?
Was that a bad question to ask?
Yes! So. Yes!
I think so, dude. Mm.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm sorry, Fernando.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Is he not Brazilian?
He's not Brazilian.
Okay.
Fernando?
Yeah.
Strange.
Fernando, the jiu-jitsu coach.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah, he showed you how to drop fall.
You mind putting your notifications on silent?
Fair criticism.
Shrimp!
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
I'm driving.
Yeah. Roll the window down. Give me a honk. Yeah!
The stuff that we do is very hard. And when it doesn't go exactly well, you keep coming. And when it gets harder, you just keep coming, and eventually it'll pop.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.